Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Monday Night Edition Inside Hour number 2 with you. It's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And anything goes on this show. If it's your first time tuning in, then you're definitely in for something a little bit different. We're not your typical cookie-cutter conservative show. In fact, far, far from it. We'll literally let you call in and control the airwaves. You can bring up any old topic, from a political issue to something from your personal life. You just want to get a rant off your chest. You got some sort of an agenda that you've been wanting to push on the air for a long time, but none of those other call screeners will let you through. We will let you through with any topic. Again, at 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com, and you can grab live streaming there. It's on the house right there. Click on Tune In and choose your stream. You're good to go. We've got a very high-quality stream available, as well as some lower-quality ones, so be sure you check it out at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And that's true. It is your only chance for liberty in your life.
I believe it 100%, not just because they bought another month's worth of advertising.
if you talk about freedom, how much you want freedom, how oppressive you think the government is, you know, if those words come out of your mouth,
or if you don't talk about it because you're too afraid to talk about it because people might think you're weird.
My point, I guess I'm trying to make, is for the people that do talk about it.
Okay.
If you talk about it and you haven't signed up for the Free State Project, you're blowing hot air.
I think if you don't talk about it because you're afraid of what people might think, you should also sign up for the Free State Project. Because you know, if you're around family members who are big government supporters, you could be, you know, you're probably just wasting your breath bringing up pro-freedom issues around those kinds of people. So I wouldn't preclude those people from signing up either. As long as you're willing to move for freedom, this is your option,
yeah.
Free State Project.
I believe that there's a lot of people out there that talk about freedom and talk about how it can help the United States and all that other stuff. But God knows they wouldn't sacrifice what they've got going for it. You know,
well, that's the ultimate decision. It's the largest sacrifice that you can make besides your own life, basically.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it seems like there could be a lot of benefits to living in a very free state. You know,
yes.
Monetarily, you could remove a business up there. You could make a lot more money.
It's a perceived sacrifice, I guess.
It could be.
It's an investment.
And it's not like they're asking for a lot. They're asking for a commitment that when they get to 20,000 liberty-minded, what is it, liberty activists.
20,000 people who've signed up.
Who signed up. Right. Activists that have signed up to go to New Hampshire for the Free State.
You don't have to be an activist right now to sign up, but you have to be willing to be an activist when you get to the Free State. Although, it would help
more people then.
Well, it would help if you're an activist right now, because then you can go out and find some more sign-ups.
I have a feeling that once the Free State Project actually succeeds in New Hampshire, you're going to see a real estate market like you've never seen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking is, I was thinking about this the other night is, by the way, some realtor is going to make a buttload of money on some Free State Project realtor. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to say, I am the Free State Project realtor. I am helping people get relocated to New Hampshire.
Sure.
Oh, that's not even what I'm talking about. That's not what I mean at all.
Sure.
I mean that freedom has explosive effects on economy. And New Hampshire will just become, I wouldn't be surprised if New Hampshire within, you know, a very short amount of time becomes the largest, you know, the center of the largest cities in the country.
Mm.
You know, I just wouldn't be surprised if New Hampshire becomes the most metropolitan area in the country very, very quickly.
Could be. Certainly there's some possibilities if they manage to get freedom going there. Anyway, those are my points. I was just kind of thinking about it. Let me give the numbers. Give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
That's right. Again, our number is 1-800-259-9231. Now, we've been talking about what Harry Brown has had to say about the presidential inaugural address and how much of a psychopath this president actually is, or appears to be, based on the words that come out of his very own mouth. And here are just a few highlights from Harry Brown's article, which appeared this weekend on his website, which, excellent site. I recommend you check it out at harrybrown.org. Of course, we're going to post this link on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com, so you can just go there and link directly to it. If George Bush didn't know that his plan to liberate people who hadn't asked to be liberated, to bring democracy to people who hadn't asked for democracy, would lead to the deaths of thousands of people, He's not only incompetent and unfit to hold office, he's surely psychopathic and needs to be incarcerated. Only a psychopath...
I'm not sure you can even give democracy to somebody who asks for it. I don't think you can give it to anybody. I mean, they have to be able to willing to rise up there and have a revolution on their own.
You're right.
I mean, maybe, just maybe, you can help a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can...
Send them some weapons.
Yeah, send them some weapons, perhaps.
Join their military.
But, you know, I mean, even in the South Vietnam conflict, here we were supplying weapons, supplying advisors to the South Vietnamese, mm-hmm. and slowly but surely, we've got a whole full-scale war on our hands we're trying to fight, and the Viet Cong, or in the South Vietnamese army, not doing so much.
No.
Not doing, you know, it's really fun to watch those white guys go
and
out there
and
get blown to pieces.
Sure as hell didn't mind getting their asses kicked, because they just kept sending waves and waves of more and more troops at us, and even though we killed more of them than they killed of us, we still lost.
Yeah.
It was still a failure, and those 58,000 men will never be back. They're gone permanently.
Yep.
Only a man so insulated from the real world by palace sycophants, by little Napoleons filled with utopian fantasies, and by callous, ambitious schemers to whom the lives of others mean nothing, only a man so insulated could possibly speak of the expansion of freedom in all the world. That's what George Bush said during his inaugural address. Only a man with no link to reality could start a war that destroys lives and families and then say, quote, every man and woman on this earth has rights and dignity and matchless value because they bear the image of the maker of heaven and earth. Oh, he must have forgotten about the rights for those people in Guantanamo Bay, huh?
Yeah, he just doesn't seem to be a real concern. Sami Alarian, not a problem.
He meant every man besides the ones that he's got in custody.
Yeah.
Only a snake oil salesman can rain missiles and bombs on other countries and then say that, quote, no human being aspires to live at the mercy of bullies. Only a man divorced from human reason can imprison people, possibly for life, without the due process of law, and then say that, quote, those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves. Oh, if only. If only his ass was in a jail cell somewhere. Only a liar can proclaim that he will decide which countries must be remade and then say, quote, no one is fit to be a master, and no one deserves to be a slave. Oh, he must have forgotten about all of the people in his own country who have to pay income tax, or who have to pay taxes on the things that they buy, because that's slavery.
It is. You know, if you sent me to work every day and took all the money that I earned, what would I be?
You'd be a slave.
Now, if you send me to work every day and you take half the money I earn, what would I be?
A slave.
I guess that means...
But isn't 1% a slave still a slave?
I'm not willing to go that far with you.
Well, you didn't volunteer into it.
I didn't, but I'm still not willing to go that far with you. I think that there's a cost to society. So I'm willing to go 1% on that cost. I'm not willing to go 50% of my income has to go to support local, state, and federal governments. I mean, that's a lot of taxes.
Social Security.
And I really don't. Social Security is one of the highest things on the list that I don't give a flying flip about. I hate Social Security because that is their system that they set up in order for me to have to pay for it. You know?
But
I don't really care if you paid into Social Security for the last 49 years and now you want me to pay for it?
But Menwich, our friends at the AARP, I mean, they're old, aren't they wise?
No, they're not. If
they just have more years of brainwashing.
If you believe that age begets wisdom, go to a nursing home. Just watch them crapping themselves. If you think that age begets wisdom, it doesn't.
Who?
Right. What it begets is senility.
Finally, only a devious schemer can announce a goal of ending tyranny in our world while he's imposing a new tyranny of his own kind in his own country, our country. So, you want to take control of this show and bring up what's on your mind, do it. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll tell you about some truckers that are going to go do some crazy stuff.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children, but we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number for you, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Anything goes on this show. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Get it off your chest at 800-259-9231. And log on and express yourself online at freetalklive.com. We get the bulletin board system with hundreds of our listeners in there interacting with each other. In fact, we have over 3,000 posts for you to surf around through, everything from flame wars to intellectual conversations to polls that you can create on your own or vote in the official Free Talk Live poll or whatever. There's a whole bunch of stuff for you to do, and it's all free. All of it on the house. Just takes a moment to register and confirm your registration, and then you're in. So log on at freetalklive.com. So if you don't want to take control of the show, we got to bring stuff up. Johnson, where are we going next?
Farmers. Well, just angry Canadian farmers.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
Won't be a hoser, eh?
A hoser. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a Canadian insult?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
A convoy of trucks and tractors will block Highway 401 and the international bridge leading to the USA on February 4th. Following the 401 protest last Friday, the Lanark Landowners Association will lead the Stop the Destruction convoy from Ingersoll through downtown Toronto to arrive in Prescott, Ontario.
Hold on a second. This is written very strange. It says a convoy of trucks and tractors will block Highway 401 as though it's going to happen in the future.
Right.
And then in the second paragraph, it names the date. It says it's going to happen on February 4th. And then it says following the 401 protest last Friday,
mm-hmm.
as though a different protest happened last Friday. And then
right.
it goes on to say they will lead the Stop the Destruction convoy. So following the 401 protest last Friday, they will lead a protest?
It's a Canadian article, man. What do you want?
It's weird.
They're going to lead the Stop the Destruction convoy from Ingersoll through downtown Toronto to arrive in Prescott, Ontario. Farmers and rural residents are participating in the blockades to protest government regulations.
Hmm.
We're not going to stop, said Lanark Landowners Association President Randy Hillier. Farming in Ontario may become nothing more than a hobby if government regulations are not changed, said protester Donna Graves. All over Ontario, farmers are losing their market to imported products. The government regulates what kind of chemicals farmers put on their crops, but they do not regulate produce coming from other countries. Because Canadian produce undergoes costly inspections, the costs in supermarkets rise, while the prices of imported food remain low, said tobacco farmer Tracy Borkamp.
But it's for your protection.
Well, there's a lot of points that can be made out of this.
Yeah.
It's like, one could make a free market point that, look, people are choosing the vegetables that are lower priced that don't get inspected as thoroughly, but that's a free market decision. One could say, well, it's a free market decision from the point of view that maybe they just need to import all their vegetables to Canada. I don't know. There's a lot of ways that one could look
at it. Well, maybe they do need to just repeal the regulations and
perhaps,
you know, let the companies advertise themselves. You know, the fruit producers say, look at our oranges or whatever the hell they grow up in. What do they grow
in Canada? They don't grow oranges, I'll tell you that.
They don't grow
buddy.
Oranges. Look at our apples. You know,
I don't know. Icicles? What the hell do they grow in Canada?
we don't use pesticides on our apples. And, of course, they'll be three times as, you know, more expensive because they lose half their crops. And then the other company can say, well, as long as you're willing to wash ours, you can buy ours for half the price, and then let the real free market make decisions.
Well, according to Tracy Borkamp, the tobacco farmer, she says that it doesn't work that way. She says most consumers do not look at where their produce is coming from; they look at the price. And then Marlene Black.
That's because they're not stupid, and they know that an apple's damn apple.
One of the protesters, Marlene Black, says agriculture will die if we don't do something about it. Which I don't know if I believe that, but
well, she is right. I mean, if the government regulates
it'll
too much,
it'll come back whenever it needs
right.
to.
Yeah, I mean, the government will just it'll eventually
they
fail
to
so
back
badly.
Off.
The government have to back off.
Right.
I mean, it's just government stupidity over and over again.
I think it's interesting that they. I don't know if there are more details about the protest here, but I think it was a mistake for them to announce this protest because the Canadian Highway Patrol is just going to be waiting for them. I mean, they said where the protest is going to be. And if they'd announced it as, like, okay, there's going to be a protest somewhere on some Canadian highway on this date, and here's what it's about. If they wanted to get the publicity, they could have done it a little more tactfully, I think, and not had a line of cop cars waiting for them where they end up deciding to do this.
Maybe, but Hillier, the president of the Lanark Landowners Association, says that it's easier to shut down the 401 than it is to get the government to respond.
Mm.
So, you know, if that's the case, then the police might not show up. They may just be woefully unprepared. I mean,
good point.
You know, I mean, it's the government.
It's possible, sure.
So, okay, so it says here, one major issue is the Nutrient Management Act. It is provincial legislation which is basically intended to control how manure is handled on farms.
Mm.
The act originated from
good legislation.
The act originated from the crisis in Walkerton, and the government is now taking that isolated incident and applying it to all of Ontario. Farmers are now required to complete nutrient management documents before constructing any structures on their land.
Hey, paperwork.
The farmer may complete the forms on their own, but if they decide to do so, they would be required to take the ministry's training course.
Oh, God, man.
If the farmer does not want to take the course, he or she would have to hire a consultant to complete the paperwork. Regardless of which option the farmer chooses, there are many regulations that have to be taken into consideration before
construction can begin. Both of those options are costly. I mean, I'm sure that little schooling thing isn't a cheap item, and it's certainly going to cost you time, and then otherwise you're going to have to hire a consultant, which is going to probably cost you big bucks as well.
And then there's more regulations stacked upon that.
Oh, I'm sure. We can hardly even scratch the surface in one article.
Yeah, it says here, some of the regulations apply to rules such as setbacks from surface water, such as creeks, streams, and lakes, limited application on snow-covered or frozen ground, limited application near municipal wells, no spreading on saturated soils. Drinking water comes from these surface water sources.
What could that mean?
But it is always chlorinated before it reaches taps. If there was any contamination, the chlorine would take care of that. So it doesn't even matter, but they're having these regulations anyway.
Figures.
The water is also quickly becoming an issue as the government wants to implement legislation stating all water in rural areas must be metered. cities.
Wait, like the water that they suck out of a lake or something like that?
Right, on their own land that they own.
Right.
In the cities, each home has a water meter, but in rural areas where water comes from wells, there is no need. However, if this new legislation goes through, places like churches, community halls, bed and breakfasts, campgrounds, and gas stations will be forced to pay $25,000 just for the installation of the meters.
Oh my God.
And then there is yearly upkeep.
Weren't you talking about moving to Canada?
No. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm moving to New Hampshire.
I know that. I remember hearing you say something about that a while back. I don't know. That you were considering it.
Yeah,
like if the draft came back or something.
New Hampshire's going to take over Canada.
Yeah, New Hampshire is going to definitely lead the world in freedom. But this is just a... You know, I'd actually heard the rumor that Canada had slightly better property rights than the United States, and maybe that's still true, but it looks like they're competing neck and neck for the amount of regulations applied to one's property.
Canada, the United States, and Great Britain are all joining together in one big happy dance of... freedom destruction.
Yes, apparently so. 800-259-9231. So best of luck to those farmers
tyranny trot.
With their blockade. It's not going to help them get on the good side of the people on the roadways, but maybe we'll get a little bit of attention for it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Take control, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for you to bring up anything that's on your mind. Again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. And ladies, if you're listening to this show and you want to be part of the Shrine, first go log on and make sure it's something you want to be a part of. I think you will, because it's not a beauty contest. It's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors. They're all there, and you can be part of it. Just email us your picture at ftl@freetalklive.com and log on at freetalklive.com. We're talking about Canada, and I guess there's a little bit more to this this article about all the regulations that are applied to farmers and beef and egg producers and just the people that produce products on farmland types of areas in Canada, and it's really just strangling them out of business. And they're going to do a roadblock.
Yeah, they're revolting.
Yeah,
they're having a revolution.
It's a good thing.
They're just going to block roads. No, I mean, you're talking about blocking the only most major international highway between Canada and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely going to
get some attention. Yeah, absolutely. So what else is going on over there?
Well, they're talking about having these $25,000 meters installed and then having the water tested. And one of the protesters says, "We don't mind having the water tested. We don't want to be drinking bad water. The thing is, the water has been tested, and it's perfectly fine. Additional testing is quite costly, and these businesses cannot afford the added cost."
You know, all it does is they pass the costs along to the consumers. The consumers end up paying the price, and all it does is prop up the government bureaucracy that does the testing. That's the only good thing that this does. And I think the individual made a good point that, well, we don't mind the testing. We don't mind the water being tested. Well, they kind of leave out, and they probably don't know better, but if it was the free market, they'd have their water tested anyway, so they could put some sort of a seal of approval on it.
Right.
And they want the water to be tested because they want their customers to stay alive, or they themselves want to stay alive. So there's already an interest in having your water checked. You don't have to be told to do it by the government.
Now, it's interesting when you talk about the price changes as well, because it says here that the price of their cattle, these farmers, you know, these are cattle farmers, and they were talking about the manure and whatnot, but the price of their cattle has dropped dramatically over the past few years. Farmers used to make $700 from one cow, and now they're only worth about $100 each. The consumer would never know that the farmer is not making that much money from the cows anymore because the supermarket prices are still so high.
Okay.
And it says here, small abattoirs are being shut down because the government is introducing regulations that they cannot keep up with. They are being forced to close. The larger abattoirs can afford the upgrades and regulations. In fact, they are pleased because it is eliminating competition.
Exactly. Do they have any quotes from the larger abattoirs?
No, just it's all the small guys. Because
it figures. That's exactly how this game works. That's how the regulation game works. And it is a game. It's a terrible, terrible game that takes a huge toll on the economy and individuals and running their businesses. but it's definitely a game that the politicians are playing with these big companies. The big companies love it. Like they're saying here, they probably are admitting it publicly that, hey, there's less competition now. We're leading the industry still, and there's no chance that anyone's going to overtake us because we're number one, we're the biggest, we can afford these changes. And that's right. Always how it is. When new regulations come down on an industry, they're usually being lobbied for by the top dogs in the industry because those guys know that the new regulations will prevent the upstarts, they will prevent people from starting their own businesses, yep. And they will knock off the edge those who are kind of teetering and sort of barely making it.
Well, the ones that are sort of still incipient, new,
right.
May have the new ideas, may have the next technology that's going to push them, that's going to push the industry forward. This is, it's regulation that causes industries to become like behemoths, dinosaurs.
You're right.
Steam engines.
It's no problem for
railroad.
It's no problem for these big beef companies to hire a couple more lawyers to go through the government paperwork and then hire some sort of compliance department or something like that, and then they only have to raise their prices a few cents, you know, to make up for it because they're so big and the economy of scale kicks in. But these other guys, they have to cut jobs. They have to spend more time doing paperwork. They have to, as you were saying, install a $25,000 part on their water supply. And if you're a little mom and pop business, there's no way you can afford that stuff.
Yeah,
it's sick.
What's interesting is also this woman Black says, suddenly what we've been doing for centuries is illegal. I mean, this is stuff that's been going. They've been doing it for centuries.
Yeah.
And Black explained that
they've been doing it wrong. Don't you know anything, Johnson? This is for their protection.
Black explained she was no longer allowed to sell eggs from her laneway. She said her neighbors want to buy her beef because they know where it came from and they know what the cattle was fed.
Huh.
You can't even invite someone over for dinner and serve them the toast beef because everything now has to be inspected.
Ah.
It's messed up. Then the farmers also have problems with wildlife. The deer are coming in and eating small trees and crops. And they say that the next generation of trees is gone and special licenses are needed to hunt. You know, they're not easily attained. The Ministry of Natural Resources puts on conditions that are impossible to meet because they want to try and cull these deer. And farmers have a bunch of different concerns. And until the government, lays off of the regulation, they're going to continue with their little rural revolution, is what they're calling it.
I hope so, man. Bookmark that website and check it again and see if there's, check it after the protest, which is scheduled for next week sometime. I guess it was the 4th, where they're going to, these farmers are going to get some tractor trailers, basically, drive down one of the main drags in Canada and barricade the road off.
And I'm sure they'll have plenty, with enough tractors and tractor trailers, you can block off a road pretty well.
And you know what the government's answer to this probably would be? It would probably be that, we need to subsidize these farmers. They have such a hard time keeping up with all these regulations. Clearly, they deserve a subsidy. Let's get them $300,000 a year in subsidies.
And then they'll just take that subsidy away later and still run them out of business. Yeah. And then there won't be a thing they can do about it.
It's just absolutely insane. Regulations are literally keeping us in the Stone Age. I mean, as far as you have to have the right perspective to understand what I'm saying here, okay? The regulations are, as you were putting it before, they keep industry from growing in different ways. They kind of keep the same old guys in the number one and number two spots, and everything just sort of stagnates, basically, from that point on, from the point of excess regulation on, and even a little bit of regulation still has that effect. Here in the state of Florida, where we're doing this show from, the idiots who vote in this state voted in a minimum wage increase this past year. Now, that is going to be another regulation on business. All businesses, as a matter of fact, across the state of Florida. Studies have shown by economists that when the minimum wage goes up 10%, approximately 10% people lose their jobs.
Right.
I mean, I don't have the numbers directly in front of me. I could pull them up if necessary. But for every increase in the minimum wage, people lose their jobs. So it's a terrible thing to raise the minimum wage. It hurts the economy. It creates more inflation. We're going to be in a real bad situation here in Florida because not only are they going to raise the minimum wage a dollar above the national level, but they're also going to adjust it for inflation every year after that. So for the according to the percentage of inflation, the next year they'll raise the minimum wage some more.
2 or 3%.
Raise it some more.
2 or 3%.
until we're completely impoverished in this the Sunshine State. More time.
I have a real good reason why the minimum wage shouldn't exist, and I'll explain it when we
All right,
done.
Abolishing the minimum wage next on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. If you've got comments or want to change the topic, you can. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of this this here airwave if you would like to. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Diving for the microphone.
Yeah. He's coming back in from the bathroom. See, seeing if I could get him to bust a little ass there. Anyway, log on to freetalklive.com, and you can grab some archives. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. You don't have to pay a membership fee. They're on the house at freetalklive.com, so grab them up and grab them good.
That's the single biggest value on the website, is those archives.
I like the bulletin board system myself. I like interactivity with people.
I agree that the bulletin board system is great.
It's true. It is valuable, though.
It is the biggest value. Other radio shows charge
$5 a month.
Something.
Normally they charge. Like
there's two. Yeah, it's about $5 a month for those that have archives, and then you either have them or you don't.
Right.
If you have them, you charge for them. If you don't, you just don't have them.
Right.
We have them and don't charge for them. We just like to be different on this show, don't we?
What about the podcasting? I mean, people.
Podcasting's
cool. This is a huge option. There's no other show that's like this.
Nope.
You can go set your iPod or your MP3 player
Even your computer. Can't you just use the iPod or software?
Yeah, you can set your computer to do this.
So just
automatically
grab the
pull the
show.
MP3s, and then you can write them, and it'll write them all on.
You don't even have to come to the site to get the show. It'll come to you.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
1-800.
I'm just I'm going to get new stereo installed in my car, and all the new stereos have MP3 players.
Right.
So you can just use a disc to burn, you know, the shows on. That way, I can monitor the shows.
We
and
have people
how many
to do
times
that.
I say and all that
yeah,
other
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So 800-259-9231, Manwich, you are going to give us the reason why you think the minimum wage really stinks.
I want you to envision, if you would, that you've got a business, and you know. You can decide whatever that business is. Somebody comes in to your office. He's a little crippled guy. You know, he's a handicapped individual.
Okay.
He's got no legs. He's just got arms and a wheelchair. And he says, you know, I can get government subsidies. People that, you know, I can get money from the government. I don't have to work, but I really want to work.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, will you give me a job? And your minimum wage is what? $7.15 an hour now.
It's going to be $6.15 in the state of Florida.
It's $6.15 now, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I guess it went through. I guess it. I don't know. I wonder
I think
if it's gone
like
up
$7
already.
An hour.
Well, it was $5.15 nationally.
Let's say,
now it's up a dollar.
I don't feel like that. So I feel like it's more than that. But I could be wrong.
Pretty sure it is more than that.
Wow.
Anyway,
okay.
Let's say that the minimum wage is $7. It's just for this case. It doesn't really matter.
Very good.
And. To go to prove it, there's so few people that get, you know, minimum wage is so far out of my life, I don't even know what it is.
Right.
But suppose this guy, you know, he says, I just want a job. And you say to him, look, friend, with your condition, I really can't pay $7 an hour for you to work for me. I'd love to give you a job. And mm-hmm. he says, don't worry about it. I'll take $3 an hour. I'll do it for $3 an hour. And for that price, you'd be willing to hire him.
Because he'd be willing to do $3 an hour's worth of work, is what you're saying.
I'm just saying that in fact, that you know, that would be what you would be willing, that you would be able to provide him a
right.
job for. Because the fact is, it would be a no-win situation for the both of you if you hired him at $7 an hour. You couldn't keep him on your payroll for any period of time, even mm-hmm. if you felt bad. You would find it to be a negative business situation, and you'd have to get rid of him. So the $3 an hour would be something that would be great for him. You could
That's right.
pay it, it would be worth it to you, and you could give this guy a job. But instead, the government has priced this guy out of the market.
That's right.
They've demanded that he work for $7 an hour. Nobody's going to give him a job at $7 an hour. And I you can substitute the color of the guy. You can substitute whatever handicap you'd like. You can substitute whatever business it is that you're working in. Those kind of things. What it does is it makes it, it takes people's dreams away.
You're right. And it's a nice thing to say, to be able to say, well, he's handicapped. He deserves $20 an hour. How can you not give him $20 an hour to flip burgers?
I'm terribly sorry. This is a business, not a charity. Now, the business
the
can have
is, the
charitable.
Fact is, if you hired the dude at $3 an hour, and then he started to train, and he got good.
Sure.
And he started
he might
to be able
be
to,
worth
to started to be able to train other people. He'd work his way up the damn ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And if he ended up being worthwhile, you'd end up paying his ass $20 an hour just to keep him at your burger place instead of going to instead of going down the street to the competitor. Let wages set themselves. Let individuals and business owners agree between each other what their wage should be. How dare the government say that they know what's best?
It's just crazy stuff.
1-800-259-9231. Now, would you say, Manwich, that we should just go ahead and just abolish the minimum wage? Just cut it right off?
I think you have to. I mean, It just has to go. It's a bad idea.
So you're not incremental on that one, where you think we might just want to lower it a little bit and then lower it a little bit more.
I'm not bad on. I'm not incremental on too much socialism. That is a bad idea.
Okay.
But I'm incremental on a lot of things.
Well, because I was thinking recently, I kind of had a vision in my head about what's going to happen in New Hampshire. I mean, when we get there, the Free State Project, we're going to be making some changes. And I'm not saying that because I know for sure, but I feel like it has to happen.
It's starting already.
I want to know what you're incremental on, because I'm not incremental on a lot of things either. So I'm not.
You know what? He just asked me what I'm incremental on. I don't know precisely what I'm incremental on.
He just is scared of making a bunch of changes at once.
Abolition
all.
Of the IRS.
No. I think that we could look at doing a tax, sales tax, as opposed to.
Why not just cut it off?
We'll talk
more about this coming up.
I don't think people will get rid of it.
800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. And that's to join my Carotech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Carotech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can call in about anything, personal, political, whatever's on your mind, anything goes. Again, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number two. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, though, so plenty of time for you to get your comments in, although our listeners have been absent tonight.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of callers.
I always say that means that we have listeners. Well, yeah, of course, we've got listeners. I always say that means that we're just so interesting. They don't feel the need to take over the show.
Some nights you get calls.
You never know.
And others
it's
you
an
don't.
Amazing
and
thing.
That's just the way it is.
Even the national shows get calls.
I know we've got thousands of listeners out there.
Didn't you call
Lionel
show one night and he had like one guy on the line?
Oh, I'm a regular caller on the Lionel show. I even use Manwich. I never wait more than two. I mean, there's never two people in front of me.
Wow.
I mean, we can look at the
Bruce Williams shows the same way.
I look at the stream counts on it, you know, on an occasional basis just to see, you know, any given moment. I'm sure we could look right now. I'm sure we have 300 plus listeners.
Yeah, it's
right
now. Always the same. It's always 300, just a little over 300. Yeah. And that's just the stream.
A few streams. Yeah.
Yeah. And that doesn't, I mean, those are the only things you can check. You can't check on as far as who's listening to a radio station. There's just no way.
Right.
So KCXL out there. We don't know who's listening on KCXL.
Hey, let's get back to incrementalism. This is interesting and all, but I think it was going to be
log on to Free Talk Live for the updates.
Yeah, get the updates.
Any information on the show, you can get it. You can be the first.
You get it first. FreeTalkLive.com. So, Johnson, you were going to get into it with Manwich, I think. About,
incrementalism.
Incrementalism.
Go ahead. Lay it on
you
me.
Well, you were asking Manwich what he wants to be incremental about.
Right, and you were like, I don't know.
We were talking about, I don't know. I mean, you talk about your issue, I'll talk about whether I'm incremental on it or not.
You're just scared.
I don't think that the Second Amendment applies to every single weapon. I think that, in fact, we'll have a better chance of passing any tax reform. You're not going to get the federal government is not going to just eliminate the IRS. I think it should be eliminated.
Okay, here's what you got to... Okay, great. That's good. Okay, if you agree that it should be eliminated, you have to understand that to get the federal government to the point to where that could even be an option, to where elimination of the IRS would even be on the table, to get them to that point, you would have to elect libertarians. Now, how likely is that going to be at the federal level anytime soon?
It doesn't seem like
it's
going to happen.
Not very. Now, the reason for that is because we can't get our message out. When we do get our message out, people agree with us.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody
nobody ever calls in to disagree with us on this damn show.
No.
And you would think that...
Because a principled libertarian response is a difficult thing to argue.
And a lot of the things, you know, whenever they do call in to disagree with us, it's about personal issues that aren't even related to our stances on libertarian things.
Right.
You know, that's a good point.
Most of the calls we've had about that are disagreements are independent hosts, individual, like, religious
good
people.
Point. Or a nitpick on the format of the show or something like that.
Or why black people suck. We often get a couple of racist calls and which you know that's a completely
or racist
different...
against Iraqis.
Wasn't just an anti-black person call. It was anti anybody but white people call. Basically, is what they were. But anyway, regardless of all that, if we got America to the point where libertarians could get elected, we'd be there, man. Which it would be time to make those sweeping changes because that's what America would be wanting. Now, I was my vision here. I'll have to give it to you when we come back. My vision for the change of America and how it's all going to go down. It's pretty simple, and it makes sense. We'll come back to it. 800-259-9231. Your calls as well. We got John on the line hanging on in Illinois. We're going to get to him right up after this break because this is the show about you and your calls. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of...